Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. You know, we're going to talk sports. You know, we're like, what, a week away from spring training? You know, we're going to lead off with a little recap of the Super Bowl first. Then we'll talk about the Knicks, you know, Nets, you know, a little, you know, basketball. The All-Star Weekend is coming up this weekend. And, you know, talk a little hockey. And, of course, you know, we got some, you know, major news with sports entertainment. We'll talk about, you know, the latest inductee in the WWE Hall of Fame and all that stuff. And, you know, folks, you know the deal. Feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. How do you do so, you ask? Just call 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. And let's recap the Super Bowl.
And what a awkward Super Bowl, strange Super Bowl it was.
Yep. Lights out. That's the two words that just pretty much sums up the Super Bowl.
Yep.
The Ravens, of course, you know, they won their Super Bowl the second time in like 11 years or so?
Yep.
And
second Super Bowl ring for Ray Lewis.
Yep, second Super Bowl, and now he rides off into the sunset, or as you poetically said, he went up to heaven. But it was a great Super Bowl. You know, the Ravens won by the final score 34-31, the score I actually predicted, if you remember last week, folks. But going into halftime, I thought, man, I'm way off. I picked the winner, but this is not going to be close at all.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, they had one of the highlights of the Ravens' Super Bowl performance was what's his name? Jacob? No, I'm trying to remember the guy who ran for, which was going to be a record, 109, but then they changed it to 108.
Yeah.
That kickoff return.
That was the start of the second half, right?
I believe so, yeah. To make it, 21, what was the score again? I'm trying to remember. 21-7, was it?
Yeah.
But in any case, you thought, okay, the Ravens, you know, they got on cruise control. Uh-uh. Beyonce's performance, like, they stifled Joe Flacco and the Ravens' offense.
Oh yeah,
because Kaepernick he got electrified. He got electrified by Beyonce's performance, and that just energized the 49ers offense, and they just, man, they were on a tear.
Yeah, in the second half they started just scoring at will. It looked like
exactly, especially in the third quarter. I mean, they could not be stopped at all.
Yep.
And, you know, they did come close. They did miss a two-point conversion, I should say. And that would have tied the game at 31. But, you know, basically the Ravens defense, you know, they showed up as advertised and shut Kaepernick down, you know, in the final seconds of the game.
Yep.
You know, when the 49ers were in the red zone. And basically, Ravens, you know, win the Super Bowl by the final score of 34-31.
Yeah, I mean, Niners, they put themselves in that position, man. They should not have been down that much. I mean, at one point, they were down, 18 points, I think, was the largest.
I think it was 17 or something like that. But, yeah, 18, same thing. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, they shouldn't have put themselves in that hole to begin with.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, it's they made it close in the end, but it wasn't that close in that first half at all.
And, of course, you know, the Super Bowl MVP is Joe Flacco, and he's going to be a free agent, which, wisely enough, he didn't sign an extension, so you know this guy's going to get paid.
Oh, yeah. You get a lot of money this offseason.
And he pulled Eli Manning. He said that, you know, he's one of the elite quarterbacks. And just like Eli Manning did 4 or 5 years ago, he proved that he isn't an elite quarterback.
Yep.
And let me see what else happened. Of course, Ray Lewis, he retires after his second Super Bowl ring. And Randy Moss most likely played his last game for the 49ers and his career.
He had a great second half. He was one of the guys that led them on that on those scoring drives in the second half. But he's had a good career. I mean, he had a great career with Minnesota.
Minnesota Vikings, yep.
And then he
had a resurgent with the Patriots.
Yep. Tom Brady and that high-powered offense.
Oh, yeah. The almost undefeated.
Yep.
Patriots until, you know, they lost at the last game of your career you'd want to lose in.
Yeah.
Super Bowl. And I'm pretty sure you and Eli Manning, you know, remember that game very fondly.
Oh yeah, we spoiled that. Spoiled their
spoiled perfection.
Yeah. Oh well.
But let's move on. Let's talk about another team who's trying to get themselves back on a righted ship. I'm talking about the New York Knicks, man. I mean, Knicks this week, they lost to the Wizards. Yeah, they've been improved. Wizards been, what, 8-2 coming into that game before, you know, ever since Wall came back before they faced the Knicks. But, I mean, Knicks just laid an egg, you know, in Washington, thinking that, you know, hey, you know, they're the Knicks, you know, they're the better team. They could just show up and beat them. But obviously that wasn't the case.
Yeah, and, I mean, they just didn't look good defensively today at all. No?
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, you know, Knicks rebounded the game after that. What was the team we beat? The Timberwolves, right?
Yep.
That was on Thursday Friday. You know, Knicks actually showed up. But now today, you know, Knicks and against the Clippers, this was the first time in history that both teams were both 10 games over 500. And Clippers, man, they're not your older brother's Clippers, man. These Clippers, you know, led by Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, man. These guys are not playing. And Jamal Crawford, man, he made a strong case for the sixth man of the year.
Yeah, he showed what he used to do when he started and came off the bench for the New York Knicks.
Oh yeah, got at least 24 points. Him and Bledsoe was just killing the Knicks, man.
Oh yeah. Well, it looked like they were playing schoolyard basketball, dude.
Oh yeah. There's nothing really that could be said. I mean, Carmelo scored, what, 42 points? But, I mean, Knicks, it wasn't enough. And Knicks, man, they didn't show up. I mean, you know, basically, you know how it is in the Knicks games. You know, they get down, they climb back up, and afterwards the other team goes on a run, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
they try to catch up, and they can't.
JR didn't play that good today at all.
Yeah, he scored at least 5 points.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, the Knicks' offense was non-existent. Well, the final score was, what, 106? Oh, no, 102, 88 or something like that?
Yeah, that was the score. I mean, they did take the lead there in the third quarter, but,
yeah,
I mean, they just couldn't hold on to it.
Exactly. Exactly. The Clippers aren't playing anymore, man.
Mm-hmm. They're a good team, man. They got to give those Western Conference teams some trouble, the Spurs and the Thunder. They got to watch out for them.
Yeah, they got some veterans on the team. Odom, Crawford, Chauncey Billups, you know. These guys, you know, they got some guys who, you know who's been in the league.
Yeah.
And couldn't score.
Grant Hill,
right, yep. 40 years old and still doing his thing.
Yeah, he played a key role in that second half because he was guarding Carmelo, and Carmelo couldn't really do anything in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, that says a lot, man. You being guarded by a 40-year-old guy. I mean,
yeah.
Well, I mean, what did he do? He take out his cane and trip Carmelo? I mean, what happened? You know, in basketball terms, not saying that people who are 40 years old are old, you know,
right.
Basketball, sport. You know.
But Grant Hill did a good job on him, man. Grant Hill showed that he could still defend even if he's 80 years old, you know?
He's that talented, you know.
Yep.
Guy could still shoot. But in any case, after that, you know, switching gears to the other team in New York, the Nets. The Nets this week, the day after the Wizards beat the Knicks, you know, Wizards pulled a New York sweep and beat the Nets also.
Yeah, the Nets have they play the Spurs, which is gonna be a tough matchup tonight. That's gonna be
Oh
on
yeah.
ESPN.
Yeah, that's gonna be a very interesting game.
Yep.
See how the Nets match up, against the Spurs, who's always a championship, caliber team.
Yep.
So that's definitely worth watching. And the other team in the Garden, the Rangers, they bounced back. They won they won 3-1, I think, against the Islanders earlier this week.
Power Rangers.
Yep, and they're going. Miller scored. T.J. Miller scored 2 goals, and they're going to play later tonight against the Lightning.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's another game worth watching out there.
Yep.
And let's talk Hot Stove. You know, the big news that came down yesterday is Piazza and his new book that's going to come out, very soon, called Long Shot. Apparently, he admits that he took androstenedione, something that, one of the stuff that Maguire took, and amphetamines, but he said he didn't take steroids and he didn't take performance-enhancing drugs. The two stuff that he took, they weren't classified, they weren't illegal or, performance-enhancing drugs back in those days when he took it.
Well, like I was telling you yesterday, it's hard to believe these players, because, with all these reports and all these rumors going around that these players have been linked to these clinics and hearsay, from other players that, they've given players, shots in their butts and advise them on what supplements to take. I mean, you don't know who to believe, All these rumors and reports nowadays, especially with the recent report with that clinic that links A-Rod and
Cabrera
and those other players to it. I mean, I don't know what to believe these days,
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I mean, there is something that makes it seem more realistic. I mean, he said, a lot of people assume that people take steroids. He didn't, but he did also admit that he did consider taking steroids. He consulted with somebody who worked in the Mets organization, and they advised him not to do it. So at least he was honest to admit that he did consider taking it.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a little bit more honesty than A-Rod the first time around when Petey Couric asked him, did you take steroids? And he said... He said no, and then she said, "Did you think about it?" And then it took him 6 to 10 seconds. He looked to try to think of an answer, and then he said no. I mean, just right then in that moment, I knew that he took it.
Yeah, but you have to make a case with Piazza. I mean, if Piazza took the stuff, I mean, he should have admitted this earlier on, and then we probably wouldn't have had. Now this puts a little doubt now that maybe he has taken steroids because, I mean, he should have revealed this information long ago that, he took supplements that Maguire took during that 98 season.
Yeah, but then again, Maguire took that. He took HGH. He took steroids. Mark Maguire took everything, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it does add to the suspicion. But then again, he was always suspected. He was suspected of I mean, they never mentioned that he did, but there was always that cloud of doubt because of his, Hall of Fame resume.
Yeah.
Hitting over 400 home runs.
Right.
And the all-time leading, home run hitting catcher of all time. There's always been doubts.
Yeah.
There's been some doubts, but nobody's ever stated that he took anything or, There's always been because of his numbers, people wonder, but nobody ever, you know.
Yeah, there hasn't been a proof yet that, you know, he's done anything. So
exactly.
We do have to give him the benefit of the doubt as of right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Like I said, it's tough. I mean, you don't know who to believe these days.
Exactly. Kind of like you remember that storyline in WWE when Stone Cold got ran down, and he was trying to figure out who was behind it, and he was saying, like, in Stone Cold's court of law, everybody's guilty until proven innocent.
Yep, exactly.
That's basically how, you know, we feel about, you know, the guys who played in the steroid era.
Yes. Yep. Everybody's guilty and then they're proven innocent. That's exactly how it is.
That's exactly how we, you know, as sports fans feel about, you know, all these guys during the steroid era. But needless to say, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But then again, there is a little doubt.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm sure Piazza will make it to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I mean,
it'll take a while, but he'll make it eventually.
Yeah, because usually when you make it in with at least 50% of the vote your first time, you know, on the ballot, you know, you usually so far everybody's made it in, so
yeah.
Hopefully that streak continues with Piazza.
Yeah.
But shifting gears, let's talk a little sports entertainment. Of course, you know, the biggest news is, you know, the legendary wrestler Bruno Sammartino, who wrestled at Madison Square Garden in the 50s, all the way into like the 70s. He finally reached a deal with the WWE.
About time.
Exactly. And he will enter this year's Hall of Fame, which so happens to be at Madison Square Garden. And it's about time. I mean, this literally legitimizes the WWE Hall of Fame, which currently doesn't have a building. But there's some rumors that, you know, most likely it might be in Orlando.
That'd be nice. I think they should put it in New York somewhere. Like,
I think,
make it like a museum or something.
Yeah, I think they should do it in Times Square, like Madison, you know, like in Times Square, like near where they had the restaurant. I don't know. You know, I'm pretty sure they could come up with something like that, but right now it looks like the rumors is that it's going to be in Orlando, but obviously that hasn't been confirmed.
Okay.
But yeah, this totally legitimizes it, you know, the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Bruno Sammartino is one of the greatest wrestlers in WWE history.
Exactly. He is the longest reigning champion.
Yeah.
I think 1 year he held it for like, 8 years? Almost 8 years. And another year he held it for many, many years. I think combined it's like 11 years or so.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the Hulk Hogan of his era.
Exactly.
Hulk Hogan rocks, Cena of his era, you know?
Yeah, he was the second ever champion after defeating Buddy Rogers, the original Nature Boy.
Yep.
And he's also the first multi-time champion. He got the title back. So I mean, it's a great, a great move by WWE.
He's like Babe Ruth for wrestling.
Exactly.
So.
And apparently,
he has to be in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly, Bruno was negotiating with Triple H, and what made him change his mind, according to him, is that he saw that, you know, they made improvement. It's not like the Attitude Era, which he didn't like. He didn't like the profanity or, as he said, you know, nudity. And
well, I disagree with him there.
he wasn't a fan. He liked the old school type of wrestling. He didn't like, you know, the Attitude Era style of WWE, and he didn't like the drug use. So, you know, Triple H was able to convince him that they, you know, cleaned it up. And now he has a unique deal, which allows him they're going to have a DVD based on his, you know, career. And, you know, he's going to be in the video games and stuff like that.
That's cool.
So that's, you know, that's a good WWE actually, you know, sealed the deal. Now hopefully they'll, you know, find a way to make a deal with, you know, with Macho Man and the other legendary wrestlers who, you know, unfortunately haven't been inducted yet.
Yeah. The Macho Man sometime could go in the next few years here.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I wish they would have had a deal. They would have made a deal before he passed away.
Yep.
But we'll see. So far, it looks like the only holdup is that his brother, the Genius, said that, you know, before Macho Man died, you know, Macho Man wanted, you know, his entire family to get in. You know, himself, the Genius, and his father, the late Angelo Pufo, to go in. So WWE isn't, you know, they're just interested in inducting, you know, Macho Man, as you would assume. So let's see. Hopefully they could find a little middle ground and finally let the Macho Man get where he belongs.
I hope so, man.
Absolutely, because it's for the fans, you know. And also, WrestleMania 30, it looks more than likely it's going to be in the Super Dome, the same place where the, you know, the Super Bowl, this past Super Bowl was in. So.
Uh-oh.
He hasn't been official. Lights out.
Little power outage, yeah.
It hasn't been confirmed, but it looks like it's going to be that. And The Rock is going to be back tomorrow with the title. So, oh, by the way, CM Punk got injured at a live event yesterday.
Max Saturdays at 11, and check out World Show Sports of Legend here Sundays at 6 p.m.
Thank you very much. I want to thank you all, everybody, for listening.